USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of northern Mississippi, where a shooting incident at a Walmart has drawn a huge police response, and deputies in the South Haven area now say two people are dead, and a police officer and the believed gunman were also shot, and they are currently hospitalized. WREG is reporting that more than one store worker told their reporter at the scene the shooter's a disgruntled employee. The incident follows a mass shooting in Northern California on Sunday afternoon that left three people dead and the gunman making four. He was shot by police less than a minute after his shooting began. Last night, a vigil was held in Gilroy.
We're here this evening to mourn these losses. We're here this evening to support each other.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
The latest massive data breach strikes a big bank and credit card company.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One saying a data breach exposed data of about 100 million Americans. The bank reporting 140,000 Social Security numbers, 80,000 bank account numbers, and other personal information from credit card applications over the last 14 years were compromised. The FBI has arrested the woman that they believe was the hacker responsible. The Pentagon says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan yesterday when a member of the Afghan security forces opened fire on them in Kandahar. The Afghan gunman was shot and wounded. He's now in custody of Afghan forces. In his first comment since being shot in the Dominican Republic nearly 2 months ago, former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is on social media thanking fans for their prayers and joking about being so limited in how much he's allowed to eat for now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A judge is ruling that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell can be questioned under oath about last season's NFC Championship game. An attorney has filed a lawsuit against the NFL regarding a missed pass interference call heard around the world that hurt the Saints' chances of beating the Rams in that big game. A Los Angeles cornerback not penalized for shoving a Saints receiver late in the game. Three referees will also be questioned. An NFL spokesman declining comment, but the league is expected to appeal. The body of infamous bank robber John Dillinger is going to be exhumed. Dillinger was the FBI's public enemy number one back in the 1930s when he led his gang on a bank robbery spree, only to be gunned down by G-men outside a Chicago theater and buried in Indianapolis, where his grave draws visitors every year. Now his nephew, Michael Thompson, is granted a permit to have the body dug up, but he hasn't given a reason. The disinterment is scheduled for September. And Goodwill sometimes gets odd donations, even dangerous ones, like a live mortar shell from World War II, recently left in a donation box in Placerville, California. That's just east of Sacramento. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.